To perform an excerpt of Jalea, please welcome the dancers and drummers of Muntu Dance Theater. Please welcome the members-elect of the City Council of Chicago. Kindly hold your applause until all the alderpersons have reached their seats. Daniel LaSpada, accompanied by Alicia Loche. Brian Hopkins, accompanied by Colleen Hopkins. Pat Dowell, accompanied by Wallace E. Johnson. Lamont Robinson, accompanied by Jeremy Davenport. Desmond Yancey, accompanied by Jacob Yancey. William Hall, accompanied by Yasmin Curtis. Gregory Mitchell, accompanied by Cleo Mitchell. Michelle Harris, accompanied by John Clark. Anthony Beal, accompanied by Dana Beal. Peter Chico, accompanied by Marie Chico. Nicole Lee, accompanied by Jean Lee. Julia Ramirez, accompanied by Maria Mendoza. Marty Quinn, accompanied by Beth Quinn. Jaylu Gutierrez, accompanied by Aranza Escott. Raymond Lopez, accompanied by Hugo Lopez. Stephanie Coleman, accompanied by Bishop and retired Alderman Shirley Coleman. David Moore, accompanied by Elizabeth Lee. Derek Curtis, accompanied by Sharice Curtis. Matthew O'Shea, accompanied by Kara O'Shea. Jeanette Taylor, accompanied by James Taylor III. Ronnie Mosley, accompanied by Taylor Mosley. Michael Rodriguez, accompanied by Jackie Ariola Rodriguez. Silvana Tabarez, accompanied by Sean Murray. Monique Scott, accompanied by Michael Scott Jr. Byron Siccho Lopez, accompanied by Laureen Targus. Jesse Fuentes, accompanied by Rebecca Medina. Walter Burnett, accompanied by Darlena Williams Burnett. Jason Irvin, accompanied by Thelma Irvin. Chris Taliaferro, accompanied by Melissa Taliaferro. Ruth Cruz, accompanied by Oscar Marufo. Felix Cardona, accompanied by Claudia Cardona. Scott Wagesback, accompanied by Jade Wagesback. Rosanna Rodriguez Sanchez, accompanied by Luis Rodriguez. Bill Conway, accompanied by Brittany Conway. Carlos Ramirez Rosa, accompanied by Judge Ramon Ocasio III. Gilbert Villegas, accompanied by Melissa Angelucci. Emma Mitz, accompanied by Oscar Taylor. Nicholas Spizzato, accompanied by Catherine Blanksy. Samantha Nugent, accompanied by Rory Nugent. Andre Vasquez, accompanied by Valerie Miles. Anthony Napolitano, accompanied by Jamie Napolitano. Brendan Riley. Timmy Knudsen, accompanied by Lucy Moog. Bennett Lawson, accompanied by Pedro Mendoza. Jim Gardner, accompanied by Samantha Fields. Angela Clay, accompanied by Angelita James. Matt Martin, accompanied by Caitlin Martin. Lenny Mana Hoppenworth, accompanied by Sydney Hoppenworth. Maria Haddon, accompanied by Natalia Vera. Deborah Silverstein, accompanied by Eva Loskov. Please welcome the inaugural co-chairs. Kindly hold your applause until all guests have reached their seats. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, accompanied by First Lady M.K. Pritzker. Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, accompanied by Second Gentleman Brian Echols. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul, accompanied by Che Raoul. Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulius, accompanied by Josephine Janulius. Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza, accompanied by David Sostak. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, Congressman Danny K. Davis, accompanied by Vera Davis, Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia, Congressman Jonathan Jackson, accompanied by Daryl Harper, Congresswoman Robin L. Kelly, accompanied by Deborah Graham. Congresswoman Delia C. Ramirez, accompanied by Boris Hernandez. Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, accompanied by Andrew Gochkowski. Illinois Senate President Don Harmon, accompanied by Teresa Wilton Harmon. Illinois Speaker of the House Emmanuel Chris Welch, accompanied by Willie Mae Welch. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, accompanied by Lynetta Haynes Turner. Please welcome special guests of the mayor-elect. Kindly hold your applause until all guests have reached their seats. Cook County State's Attorney Kimberly M. Fox, Bishop J. Drew Sheard, accompanied by Karen Clark Sheard, Randy Weingarten, accompanied by Sharon Kleinbaum, Dan Montgomery, Stacy Davis Gates, accompanied by Kevin Gates, Jackson Potter, Greg Kelly, accompanied by Bertha Roberson, Roberta Lynch, accompanied by Mike Newman, Bob Ryder, accompanied by Father Cleet Hilly, Kathy Griffin, accompanied by Sean Denny, Tony Johnston, accompanied by Rachel Johnston, Diane Palmer, accompanied by Stacia Scott, Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr., accompanied by Bishop Tavis Grant, Emma Tai, accompanied by Josh Lerner, Kennedy Bartley, accompanied by Teresa Bartley, Dr. Barbara Ransby, accompanied by Jason Ransby Sporn, G2 Brown, accompanied by Jay Travis, Tanya Watkins, Olga Batista, Abby Illenberger, Frank C. Chapman, Jesus Martinez, Caitlin Brady, Will Tansman, Ling Young, Jessica Trotter, Enrique Mendoza, Andy Chin, Amisha Patel, and Claudia Guzman. Please welcome the Honorable Diana E. Lopez. Please welcome the Honorable Judith C. Rice. Please welcome the Honorable Timothy C. Evans, accompanied by Daisy Denizard. Please welcome City Clerk of Chicago, Anna M. Valencia, accompanied by Rayad Cosme. Please welcome City Treasurer of Chicago, Melissa Conyers Irvin, accompanied by Geneva Irvin. Please welcome City of Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, accompanied by First Lady Amy Eshelman. Please welcome Mayor-elect of the City of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, accompanied by his wife, Mrs. Stacy Johnson, and their children, Owen Johnson, Ethan Johnson, and Braden Johnson. If you are able, please rise for the presentation of colors by Hyde Park Academy High School's JROTC. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance and the singing of the National Anthem and the Black National Anthem. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led in American Sign Language by L. Mendiola. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. To perform the national anthem, please welcome Cassandra Figueroa.
Buenos días y bienvenido, mi gente. Es un placer que estar aquí con ustedes. Gracias.
Hello and good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here with you all this morning.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner wave o'er the land of the free and the
To perform the Black National Anthem, please welcome Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago. Please welcome Melody Cerna of the American Indian Center of Chicago.
Ani, Buju, Minugigajeb. Hello, good morning. The American Indian Center of Chicago is pleased to partner with the Office of the Mayor to put together this land acknowledgement. Over the past few years, land acknowledgements have become a trendy way to bring awareness to the original people of a particular location where the land acknowledgement is being delivered. Unfortunately, most stop there, and that's not nearly enough. Today, I want you to consider your relationship to this land, the environment, the original people of this land, and the descendants of people whose land is the foundation for the city you know and love today. Chicago's origin story is rooted in very difficult reality that we all must confront together. It centers on the very land we're gathered upon today, and I ask you to consider for just a moment, how was this land originally acquired? Long before the metal beams scraped the sky and the freeways scarred the soil, citizens from numerous Native nations made this land their home. Chicago is the traditional homelands of the Council of the Three Fires, the Ojibwe, Odawa, and Potawatomi nations. Many other nations, including the Miami, Ho-Chunk, Menominee, Sauk, and Meskwaki, also made their homes here. We acknowledge that since time immemorial, these people lived, loved, raised families, and created community on this land. They cared for, celebrated, and gave thanks to this land. And in short, they built a loving and lasting reciprocal relationship with the land that we're on today. We acknowledge that through the acts of settler colonialism, their relationship with this land was shattered. The original people were stolen from the land as they were forced to leave through lies, torture, violence, and genocide. This is the legacy of how the land for the city of Chicago was originally acquired. To acknowledge this brutal legacy is not enough. We must find ways to heal it and to move forward together as a community. To that end, we must first honor with so much love and gratitude the many ways in which Native people have worked endlessly while giving up so much of their bodies and spirits so that Chicago may exist and thrive today. We must acknowledge the courage and the resiliency that Native people possess that is evidenced by the continued indelible contributions they impart on our city to this day, despite their horrific experiences with settler colonialism. Presently, Chicago is the home to over 65,000 Natives who represent more than 140 different nations. We are your friends and neighbors, your classmates and co-workers. We live, love, and we hope and dream in this city. We continue to build community. Today, as we come together as community, committed to uplifting all of our relatives, I need you to move beyond land acknowledgments. Acknowledgments alone do not create equitable conditions in the lives of our minority and marginalized relatives, including our Native American, African American, other communities of color, and of course our LGBTQ plus and Two-Spirit relatives. Beginning immediately, we must intentionally create actionable steps to boldly dismantle settler colonialism here in Chicago. As a community, we must ready ourselves with the strength, wisdom, and courage to lead the next seven generations. We must move forward. Seven generations is a belief deeply rooted within our Native American wisdom and values that ensures our grandchildren's grandchildren will not only survive, but thrive seven generations into the future while possessing the knowledge and wisdom of their ancestors. In closing, I ask, how will you help ensure a better, more equitable future for all Chicagoans? How are you going to show up as an activist and ally each and every day moving forward? Chimegwech.
The mayor will now bring the city council to order.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the peaceful transfer of power. The city council will now come to order.
Please be seated. To deliver the invocation, please welcome the Reverend Dr. Otis Moss III.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Upon the land cultivated by the Ojibwe and the Odawa, in this city of big shoulders founded by a man of African descent named Dusabo, we, the citizens of this tapestry of diversity and mosaic of humanity, invoke the Holy Spirit. May the aspirations of marginalized children, forgotten elders, homeless families, and vulnerable veterans find space and voice in this administration. May the constituents, we as constituents of this grand metropolis of possibility, engage our imagination to dream of a city that is yet to be born. One city not divided by income, one city not divided by race, one city not divided by ethnicity or migrant status. A city where children on the west and south side have the same opportunity as those upon the north and Gold Coast. We invoke the Holy Spirit to cover the Johnson family and empower this mayor to lead with humility and strength, integrity and compassion, vision and faithfulness, justice and equity. This is our prayer as citizens of this municipality of big shoulders we call Chicago. May those who believe in the possibility and potential of this city, the leadership of Brandon Johnson, and the power of the Holy Spirit speak with authority using the ancient words of affirmation, amen and ashe.
To deliver an original poetry reading, please welcome the inaugural Poet Laureate of Chicago, Avery R. Young.
In this close proximity to Karen Clark Sheard and Reverend Jesse Jackson, singer, and a pre-K, I think I need to start this thing off with giving honor to God and... Look here, if I make a mistake, don't laugh. Just pray my strength in the Lord. And whereas a dream can blast off and a rainbow child can dip in the middle of the boulevard with no static from haves or have-nots smoking oxtails in their backyards. And whereas a nurse can go and lie down for a week to keep her mind on this side of clothes instead of becoming front page news and the source of her mother-in-law's worry and woe. And whereas a collective of activists can create worry free of nightsticks to dodge in the hawk or heat. And whereas any child doesn't have to go to school to ensure that they eat. For ain't this a metropolis? Once a milk and honey land to sharecroppers from the south. Ain't this metropolis a stir fry of cultures? With lions on the stoop of a great art house. And ain't us all beautiful? Under a red sun sky and its mountains made of metal and windows. Or good old Dr. Watts him to pierce a sin-sick soul And whereas any skeptic that does not believe in utopian vision states where justice is bliss and the imagination is the brain's gold mine, this city still be a space a dream could whisper into a child of the third fire's ear. This be a place where you can thrive.
To bestow the blessing, please welcome Rabbi Shoshana Conover.
Mayor Brandon Johnson, I know that your biblical inspiration is Joseph. With him you identify, and through him, that dream interpreter, you realize your own dreams. So like Joseph, Mayor Johnson, may you wear a coat of many colors, colors that represent all humanity, all ethnicities, all of Chicago, black, brown, and white, Asian, indigenous, and Latinx. And may you realize, like Joseph, that a coat is just a coat. It can be ripped off, torn apart, bloodied. So may God place within you a heart of many colors. And may your rainbow heart beat in the rhythm of all Chicago. Like Joseph, dear Mayor, may you prevail over every temptation. Certainly they will continue to come your way and increase. But like Joseph with Potiphar's wife, may you be reminded of the values handed down to you by your father, Pastor Andrew Johnson, and your beloved late mother, Wilma Jean Johnson. And may you continue to act with the kind of integrity that has brought you to this very moment. Like Joseph, may you have the courage to go into dark places, to witness those who feel forgotten in detention centers and prisons. See them, listen to their dreams, help them behold their destiny of repentance and repair, reform, restoration, healing, and flourishing. Mayor, give our youth hope. There are too many deserts in our city. Food deserts, housing deserts, healthcare deserts, education deserts. Much of where we look, we face famine. We lack hope. Like Joseph, Mayor Johnson, help every neighborhood, every citizen thrive. Not only through your vision, but with careful planning and thoughtful collaboration, so that, like Joseph, when people come from far away lands looking for a brighter future, Mayor, you will help us welcome them because we thrive. And like our beloved Joseph, who brought his family together, uniting them after decades of division, Mayor, unite us. Lead us to our common destiny. Chicago, a beacon of light in our great yet frayed nation. Teach us to strengthen our big shoulders. We are our brother's keeper. We are our sister's keeper. We are our sibling's keeper. Mayor Brandon Johnson, our Joseph, may you see God's hand in the work that you do. Like your biblical brother, may you have occasion to say, it was to save life that God sent me before you. Oh God, we pray, strengthen Brandon Johnson. He has lives to save, a city to unite and heal. Remind him that you are with him, guiding him. God, protect him. Keep him safe. God, look over his loved ones, Stacy, Owen, Ethan, and Braden. Give him time, God, to cherish them, to give them his gladness, even as he works to build a better Chicago for them, with them, and with all of us, by his side, in his heart. Amen.
Please welcome City Clerk of Chicago, Anna M. Valencia, to present for the record an official statement concerning election of Mayor, City Clerk, City Treasurer, and Alderpersons.
Mayor Lightfoot, Mayor-elect Johnson, Treasurers Conyers Irvin, members of the City Council, the Clerk of the Cook County has filed in the Office of the City Clerk the official statements of election for the offices of Mayor, City Clerk, City Treasurer, and Alderpersons of the 50 wards of the City of Chicago.
Please welcome the Honorable Deanna E. Lopez, Circuit Judge of the Circuit Court of Cook County, who will administer the oath of office of City Clerk to Anna M. Valencia.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of the Clerk of the City of Chicago.
The duties of the office of the Clerk of the City of Chicago.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
City Clerk Valencia will now administer the oath of office to the alderpersons elect of the City of Chicago.
She'll be okay. She has M&Ms. Will the alderpersons elect of the 50 wards please rise? Please raise your right hand. Oh, please rise. Right hand and repeat after me. I state your name. Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of alderperson of the City of Chicago. According to the best of my ability. Congratulations.
Please be seated. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Alderman Daniel Espada. Alderman Brian Hopkins. Alderman Pat Dow. Alderperson Lamont Robinson. Alderperson Desmond Yancey. Alderperson William Hall. Alderperson Gregory Mitchell. Alderperson Michelle Harris. Alderperson Anthony Beal. Alderperson Peter Chico. Alderperson Nicole Lee. Alderperson Julia Ramirez. Alderperson Marty Quinn. Alderperson J. Lou Gutierrez. Alderperson Raymond Lopez. Alderperson Stephanie Coleman. Alderperson David Moore. Alderperson Derek Curtis. Alderperson Matt O'Shea. Alderperson Jeanette Taylor. Alderperson Ronnie Mosley. Alderperson Michael Rodriguez. Alderperson Savannah Tabaras. Alderperson Monique Scott. Alderperson Byron Cicho Lopez. Alderperson Jesse Fuentes. Alderperson Walter Burnett. Alderperson Jason Urban. Alderperson Chris Talaferro. Alderperson Ruth Cruz. Alderperson Felix Cordona. Alderperson Scott Wagaspack. Alderperson Rosana Rodriguez Sanchez. Alderperson Bill Conway. Alderperson Carlos Ramirez Rosa. Alderperson Gilbert Villegas. Alderperson Emma Mitz. Alderperson Nicholas Sabasado. Alderperson Samantha Nugent. Alderperson Andre Vasquez. Alderperson Anthony Napolitano. Alderperson Brendan Riley. Alderperson Timothy Knudsen. Alderperson Bennett Lawson. Alderperson Jim Gardner. Alderperson Angela Clay. Alderperson Matt Martin. Alderperson Linny Mana Hoppenworth. Alderperson Maria Haddon. Alderperson Deborah Silverstein. Your Honor, we have a quorum present.
We have a quorum.
I now present to you for your consideration the official bond of the Honorable Brandon Johnson as Mayor of the City of Chicago, the Honorable Anna Valencia as City Clerk of Chicago, and the Honorable Melissa Conyers Irvin as the Treasurer of the City of Chicago, which have been certified as to form by the Corporation Council and certified as the sureties by the City Comptroller.
Alderperson Jason Irvin for a motion on the bonds. Alderman.
You want to come here? Jason, just come here.
Madam President, I move the approval of the bonds for the wonderful people from the West Side, the mayor, clerk, and treasurer.
On Alderperson Jason Irvin's motion to approve the bonds, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. The ayes have it, and the bonds are approved.
Please welcome the Honorable Judith C. Rice, Acting Presiding Judge of the Circuit Court of Cook County and former Treasurer of the City of Chicago, who will administer the oath of office of City Treasurer to Melissa Conyers Irvin.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Melissa Conyers Irvin.
I, Melissa Conyers Irvin.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
That I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the Office of Treasurer of the City of Chicago.
Duties of the Office of Treasurer for the City of Chicago.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To dedicate a prayer for peace and guidance, please welcome Imam Hassan Ali.
In the name of God, most gracious, the most merciful.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَى أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُم بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِظُكُم بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا.
Indeed, God commands you to render trust to whom they are due. And when you judge between people, to judge with justice. Excellent is that which God instructs you. Indeed, God is ever hearing and seeing. Almighty God, I join hands with my brothers and sisters here today to pray for you, to ask for your blessings and guidance as we inaugurate our new leaders into positions of responsibility. May their hearts be filled with a deep sense of love and compassion for all people, regardless of race, gender, religion, or social status. May their leadership be marked by honesty, integrity, and a deep commitment to serving the common good. As we invoke your blessings upon us, give us a still and quiet heart and mind. Make us humble in the use of freedom, just in the exercise of power, and generous in the protection of weakness. Inspire the leaders who direct our city and our state that they may guide it wisely and well. Give them the wisdom to know what is right and the courage to do it. May our personal faith give us strength to act honestly and well in all matters before us. Help us to be moral leaders and guides for all people, and especially Mayor Johnson. As he's about to take the oath, may his efforts of goodness, peace, and security be blessed with insight and guided by understanding and wisdom. May this morning be a new era for our city and our state, as we humble ourselves and acknowledge you alone as our Savior and Lord. Almighty God, you are the source of life, peace, and love. Accept our prayers today and every day. Amen.
To perform a special selection of music. Please welcome Karen Clark Sheard, accompanied by the Destiny Worship and Praise Chorale and Rise Orchestra.
To dream the impossible dream. The brave dare to go, to dream the impossible dream. Oh, how matter, how hopeless, no matter how far. To dream the impossible. Ooh.
to administer the oath of office of Mayor of the City of Chicago, please welcome the Honorable Timothy C. Evans, Chief Judge of the Circuit Court of Cook County, and Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson.
Look out, boy. This day was coming, wasn't it?
We did.
Yeah. Raise your right hand and repeat after me, inserting your name at the appropriate time. I, and state your name.
I, Brandon Johnson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will.
That I will.
Faithfully discharge the duties.
Faithfully discharge the duties.
The office of mayor.
The office of mayor.
Of the city of Chicago.
City of Chicago.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Sir, you are installed. Love you, brother. You take care of it, man.
Yes,
God
sir.
Be with you. Yeah? Good to see you, brother. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Please, thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today. I am truly humbled and honored to stand before you as the 57th mayor of the greatest city in the world. And I truly believe that. It's not just the incredible natural beauty of our city as you look out over Lake Michigan. It's not just the outstanding food from pizza to Italian beef to the vegetarian tacos. It's not just our art and music that pushes the boundaries and redefines genres. I believe what truly makes us great is our people. And not just the names that show up in our history books, but the ones that show up in our schools, on the beat, at the work site, at the concert hall, and of course in the boardrooms, and of course at the respite center, looking out for strangers in need. Chicagoans, we show up. And we have leaders who show up too. And that's why I'm grateful that we have Governor J.B. Pritzker, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, Senator Dick Durbin, Senator Tammy Duckworth, Senate President Don Harmon, the first black speaker, House Speaker Chris Welch, our entire congressional delegation, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, the members of the General Assembly, and of course my former colleagues at the Cook County Board, and to every other elected leader who is here today, thank you for your service and thank you for being here. And to the City Treasurer, Melissa Conyers Irvin, and the City Clerk, Anna Valencia, congratulations on your inaugurations. I look forward to serving with both of you and building a stronger city together. And to the members of the City Council, and especially the 13 newly elected alderpersons, congratulations. This is your day too, and you deserve recognition, and I'm going to turn around and clap for them. I want to make this clear. The people of Chicago are counting on us to work together, to collaborate to make their lives better every day. Now, we won't always agree, but I won't ever question your motives or your commitment, and I'll always do my part to find common ground. I'd like to thank Mayor Lori Lightfoot and her leadership of our city through turbulent times. Let us not forget that Mayor Lightfoot made history twice as the first black woman and the first openly gay LGBTQ mayor. And in doing so, she broadened the imagination of so many young people across this city, including my daughter. Lori, I am grateful to you for your service and your sacrifice. And to my extended family here today, yeah, I didn't know how many cousins I had until I ran for mayor. And to my play cousins. But also my three children, Owen, Ethan, and Braden, and of course my wife, Stacy. None of this will be possible or mean nearly as much without you. And of course, you all know I gotta brag a little bit about my wife. Because I may be getting inaugurated, but Stacy is the one making history today as the first black first lady in the history of Chicago. Stacy, your love and care for Chicago is only dwarfed by your love for our family. Thank you for everything that you do every single day and everything you will do for Chicago. Now, look, I'll be honest with you all. This is still very, very humbling for me. Because I have to tell you, growing up, I never imagined I could be on a stage like this. Growing up one of 10 in a working class family, it teaches you a lot about things. But I never could have foreseen this. Now, make no mistake about it, that doesn't mean that I'm not prepared. In fact, I think often about my upbringing and the lessons that my parents and my siblings instilled. My mother is not here today, she's an ancestor. But my mother had the biggest heart of anyone that I know. She always made room for one more at the table. A cousin, a neighbor, someone in need of a warm meal and a warm embrace. She taught me to love people. And that's ultimately the reason I stand before you today. And I can feel your Wilma Jean Johnson in this room. Now, my father is here. He taught me what it means to work hard and to be accountable. This brother worked 3 jobs. Now, he was a carpenter and a pastor. You understand the pressure growing up in a house when your father is just like Jesus. I've learned my core values of hard work and accountability and love that form the foundation for my approach to public service. And now I stand before you today as the new mayor of the nation's third largest city. A place where to hope and to have opportunity, it's been here for decades, met with the promise and the possibility that only a place like Chicago can provide. There is something special about this city. I like to call it the soul of Chicago. Karen Clark Shear, this is where I believe in our faith tradition, we start to say, I think I feel my help coming. It is alive in each and every one of us here today, and it's always been the strong in the heart of everyone who has ever called this land home. I'm talking about the soul of Chicago. It's alive in the hearts of the Miami, the Sauk, the Potawatomi, who lived on this land for centuries. The soul of Chicago sent a black Haitian man named Jean-Baptiste Pointe de Sable to establish a city at the mouth of the Chicago River. It was alive in the hearts of tens of thousands who arrived here in the Great Migration, including my grandparents, who came to Chicago in search of a home. They injected the soul, the rhythm, combined with the traditions of the South, like the blues and, of course, the new cadence, making Chicago the center of both black enterprise and black freedom struggles. It is the soul of Chicago that brought immigrants from all over the world to work, to organize, to build the first skyscraper, to flee persecution in one country and create an entire industry in another country, including one of the largest hospitality companies in the world. I'm talking about the soul of Chicago. Because that same soul spurred two immigrants from Guatemala to Humboldt Park, where they raised a daughter named Delia Ramirez. Who would grow up to make our city proud as a member of the United States Congress. Congresswoman Ramirez was born in the same public hospital where I, a child of the Great Migration, received life-saving asthma treatment. I'm talking about the soul of Chicago. That, my friends, is the rich soul of Chicago. That soul is what strikes me today. I'm marveling. Boy, Westsiders are everywhere. Because if you didn't know, now you know. I'm marveling not just at the peaceful transfer of power, or the miracle of American democracy, or the grand tradition of Chicago elections. It is how much we all share. I'm struck by how much work it took to bring us to this moment. How many decades of slow, grinding progress? Think about the labor movement, which produced luminaries like my mentor and dear sister, Karen Lewis. Who modeled true social justice unionism and helped lead the multiracial, multicultural working class movement that organized its way to this moment. The same labor movement that raised wages, established the 40-hour work week, and built the middle class in this city. From the civil rights movement embodied by our very own brother, Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. Which abolished racial segregation in our laws and gave us the Voting Rights Act. From the women's right movement, led by Chicago's Jane Addams and Ida B. Wells, which ensured women would participate fully in every part of civil life. In fact, we all are here because of the work of giants who came before us, and without whom this day would not be possible. I bring that up because so often in politics, we think and talk and argue about the things that divide us. I want to be clear about something. Those divisions are real. They are. Many people who love our city deeply have radically different ideas about how to confront the shared challenges that we face. It's true. Y'all know we need revenue. We have a structural deficit. And we have to invest in people. And we have to do that without breaking the backs of working people with fines, fees, and property taxes. You can't make people feel bad because they have a payment plan. You can't stop someone with a payment plan from becoming mayor of the city of Chicago. Oh, my help is coming this morning. But too many Chicagoans, though, fear for their safety. And when they walk down the streets to get groceries or drive to the gas station, because our city's homicide and violent crime rates have consistently outpaced our peer cities. Our public transit is unreliable and unsafe. So much so that many parents refuse to let their children ride, even when the CTA could be the pathway to opportunity and enrichment. Rent in Chicago continues to go up year after year after year, while the development of both affordable and market rate housing stagnates. And as a result, too many in our city go to sleep unhoused, and too few families know the security of owning their own home. Our downtown commercial corridors still bear the scars of the pandemic, with higher vacancy rates and lower foot traffic. And of course, our neighborhoods, particularly those on the south and west side, have still not tasted the fruits of the investments that they demand and deserve. Our schools call out for more resources to fulfill their mandate of providing every single child in our city with a world-class education that meets their specific needs. And despite the trauma these challenges produce, too few can rely on the consistent access to mental health care that they desperately need. But as we debate and discuss the solutions to these crises. I want to remind us that we have the real conversation. And that conversation is about the soul of Chicago. It's alive. It's alive and well in each and every one of us. We have so much in common, you all. We really do. And we know that we all suffer when these ills are allowed to fester and grow. These problems don't just affect particular neighborhoods, one community, or an ethnic group. It affects all of us. You know, the tears of Adam Toledo, his parents, the tears of Adam Toledo's parents are made of the same sorrow as the parents of Officer Preston's parents. Officer Preston's tragic death at the age of 24, just last week, reminds us what is really at stake. When we talk about the future of Chicago, we have to be very clear about what's at stake, because she joined the Chicago Police Department for the very same reason that I ran to become the next mayor of the city of Chicago. She believed that through public service, she could be a conduit for justice. To the family of Officer Preston, my heart is with you, and know he will be with you every step of the way. Thank you for sharing your extraordinary daughter with the city of Chicago. Now, thank you. Honoring public servants like Officer Preston means truly addressing the challenges that we face. But the only way that we can truly confront and address those challenges is by working together and coming together. Now, we can't do it in a phony way, in an artificial way that pretends that differences don't exist. But I'm talking about in a deeper way that acknowledges the strength of what makes this city so strong and great. I'm talking about a strength that binds us in the face of our unique perspectives. All of us in this room today are the product of our own stories. And each and every one of us has a story to not only tell, but lift up. And all of us in this room have the ability to take action, to be the courageous men and women who came before us. And that means right now, we get to write the story of our children's and our grandchildren's futures. If we get to do that together, and what will that story say? What will it say? That Chicago, with its sturdy shoulders and its diverse economy and the legacy of all of our generosity, was too afraid to stand up? Is that what our story will say? Thank you. we get to tell a different story. I'm talking about a story that, again, that binds us together. We don't want our story to be told that we were unable to house the unhoused or provide a safe harbor for those who are seeking refuge here. Because there's enough room for everyone in the city of Chicago, whether you are seeking asylum or you are looking for a fully funded neighborhood. We don't want our story to say that we did not invest in all of the people and all of the communities that make our city great. We don't want that to be our story. Cannot afford to get it wrong, Chicago. We don't want Chicago that has been overwhelmed by the traumatization of violence and despair that our residents felt no hope or no choice but to leave, shrinking our economy and making it difficult for this city to remain a world-class city. We don't want that, Chicago. Our city gets to be as big as its promises. Our city gets to be as wide as our neighborhoods across this city. All 77 neighborhoods. That's the story. It's our neighborhoods. I'm breathing it in, you all. I'm just breathing it in. And so again, I'll repeat it again. We don't want our story to be that Chicago became so traumatized by violence and despair that our residents felt no other choice but to leave. And so a better day is ahead, Chicago. Our stories get to reach well beyond this moment. They do. And I'm grateful that I will be working with a body of government that is committed to that transformation.
I'm enjoying you, Brett.
But here's the thing, no, it won't be. That will not be our story, not on my watch. Because we right now together are committing ourselves to writing a different future. As a pastor's son, I'm reminded of a scripture, Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And let's show the world, Chicago, where our heart is. Let's build a Chicago that is the economic marvel of our state, the Midwest, and this nation. Let's build a Chicago that means that our economy gets to grow by rerouting the rivers of prosperity to the banks of disinvestment so that no one goes thirsty. Too much of our land is dry right now, and we have to change that, and we can. See, I live in one of those drier communities. The beautiful Austin neighborhood on the mighty west side of Chicago. And the very fact that the mayor of Chicago lives in one of the most disinvested and violent communities in the city, it shows us what's possible. So let's not be discouraged by what it is. Let's make sure that we never stop imagining of what it could be. So we'll create a Chicago where the big development projects get done, the poor have a pathway out of poverty, and large events like the Democratic National Convention that will generate a vitality in every single neighborhood that gets done. Where our cultural institutions, whether it's our sporting events, hotels, and our world-class restaurants, are supported, promoted, and accessible not just to those from every corner of the world, but for those from every corner of the city. By imagining what is possible, by doing this, we can create a prosperous city which no one is too poor to live in, one of the richest cities in one of the wealthiest countries at the richest time in the history of the world. And so that means, I'm talking about a Chicago where 65,000 people don't wake up on the streets or in a shelter, where public housing and affordable housing and a pathway to home ownership exists for everyone. I'm talking about a city where it will no longer be the case where every network dollar belonging to a white family, where only 8 cents belongs to a brown family, and only 1 cent belongs to a black family. We can do it, Chicago. We can bring Chicago home. My family is living proof of the type of transformation that can happen with real investments. We'll create a Chicago where pathways to college and the high-tech industries and the future exist alongside the pathways to the trades and apprenticeships and the arts, where every young person has a chance to pursue their passion and get a W-2, where business, community, labor, philanthropy work together to connect every young person to an opportunity to fulfill their potential, where we introduce these opportunities to young people as young as 6, 7, and 8 years old and open up their minds to a world that could be. I'm talking about the soul of Chicago. And so Gary, Bob, Jim, Don, we need your leadership. Richard, Marty, Linda, we need your business expertise. G2, Tanya, Andrea, and Oscar, we need your organizing and relationships. And so listen, this is not a call out. This is what organizers refer to as a call in. And I'm talking about calling in the wisdom of the soul of Chicago, calling in the compassion of the soul of Chicago, calling in the expertise. I'm talking about calling in every single person in the city of Chicago to build a city that works for everyone. So let's get to work where we double the amount of young people that we hire. Some say that we have to wait 20 years for the efforts to pay dividends. I don't believe that. We can change lives of people in Chicago right now. So let's show our heart is in our young people's education. Let's create a public education system that resources children based on need and not just on numbers. Where every single child in every neighborhood, whether they fill out an application or not, whether they are bilingual or not, special needs or not, has access to a world-class education. Let's have a system that respects its parents, educators, and school employees, where the president of the Chicago Teachers Union and SEIU Local 73 and the CEO of the Chicago Public Schools can work together to advocate for more resources for all of our children. So, Stacy, Diane, Pedro, I need you. We can do this together. Tony and Juan, let's do the same thing for city colleges, which should be a gateway to opportunity for all of our neighborhoods. And so, while we're at it, let's work together to make sure that there is child care for all, for every single person in the city of Chicago. So Greg, Erica, Maggie, and Mr. Governor, let's do it. Let's do it together. I want to work with you to make sure that we are providing support for working parents and giving children the nourishment that they need from day one. And how about we also create a Chicago where the hundreds of thousands suffering from episodic mental health receive treatment in that trauma. Because people like my late brother Leon, who died addicted and unhoused, if only there was treatment. I want to make sure that no one ever has to suffer because they do not have access to mental health services. And people have told us no for too long. It's a matter of life and death. So let's bring together the private sector, the public sector, the county, the state, and the federal government to find the best solutions for delivering these services, including reopening our mental health care centers across the city of Chicago. So let's get to work, Chicago. Cheryl, Rosanna, President Preckwinkle, and Roberta, we need your leadership. Let's get this right for future generations. Here, I actually believe we can even do something really bold and fix our public transportation system. We can secure safety and convenience for cyclists while making significant investments in the reliability, the safety, and the connectivity of our buses and trains in every single neighborhood. These investments won't just benefit our economy, they'll result in a safer, more livable city for all of us. And once and for all, let's create a safer Chicago. A safe Chicago means a safe Chicago for all, no matter what you look like, who you love, or where you live. We'll do it together by investing in people. We'll invest in housing, mental health, and youth jobs, and higher wages, and real economic development in every community. We'll do it by supporting law enforcement, especially those who are serving on the front lines. That means providing them with direct lines of supervision, clear expectations for their work, and equal opportunities for advancement and strong accountability and support for every stakeholder in this city. Our faith leaders, our philanthropic institutions, our business community, violence interrupters, researchers, educators, coaches, counselors, it's going to take all of us. Not one of us can sit down in order to make a better, stronger, safer Chicago. I'm counting on the entire city to deliver on this. So, you all know we have no time to spare. As I speak, a group of philanthropic and business leaders are partnering to increase the resources for community youth programming between when school lets out and the Chicago Park District programs begin, and to provide more safe opportunities for young people during Memorial Day weekend and the 4th of July. It's not just up to Fred Waller and his officers, it is up to all of us. So Charles, Abby, and Andrea, thank you. Let's keep pushing to build a safer Chicago. And speaking of the right thing to do, the soul of Chicago tells us we will never close our doors to those who come here in search of a better life. For as Scripture says, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. That has always been the soul of Chicago, and it will always be the soul of Chicago. We know the strength of a city is determined by how we treat the most vulnerable. And so we choose to be a strong city. We must reject a zero-sum formulation between investing in those who have been here for decades and supporting those who have been sit here on a bus even this morning. We can do both, Chicago, and we can all thrive together. I stand before you today deeply optimistic about the future, not because I'm ignorant of the challenges, but because I'm deeply aware of our history. From the Great Chicago Fire, to the Red Summer of 2019, to the 1968 riots, to now the aftermath of pandemic and unrest, our city has faced enormous challenges before, and every challenge has also been hidden within it tremendous opportunity. As history has shown us, that when we come together, we show up with the belief of what unites us and how powerful our differences are. And the differences is what makes us the amazing city that we are. There is no limit, Chicago, to what we can achieve when we do it together. And we can, and we will deliver for every single person in the city of Chicago. I say this today with a deep belief and conviction that our best and brighter days are ahead of us. We can lead Chicago to a new era. Together, we can build a better, stronger, safer Chicago. We just have to look deep into the soul of Chicago. Can I get a witness? As Reverend Meek said, are you with me or am I by myself? I'm talking about the soul of Chicago. Whether you live in Jefferson Park or Morgan Park or McKinley Park or Gage Park or in Humble Park, I'm talking about a revival in the city of Chicago where the soul of Chicago comes alive. A brand new Chicago is in front of us. I can't wait to continue to lead this city towards a future that generations to come will look back and see the soul of Chicago that has made it possible for posterity. Thank you all. My name is Brandon Johnson, and I am the 57th mayor of the city of Chicago.
To deliver the benediction, please welcome the Reverend Jonathan E. L. Brooks.
Today, we who call God many different names and we who choose not to call on God at all Chicagoans of diverse neighborhoods, races, sexual orientations, and languages, today we do not take for granted this peaceful transfer of power. We are grateful for the past leaders who have renewed our city and for the incoming leaders who are dedicated to the promise of our city's future. We rejoice in Chicago, whose murals open our hearts, whose culture stimulates our minds, whose food delights our palates, diversity inspires our souls, and history deepens our roots. As we conclude this inauguration ceremony, as the mayor stated, may we forever be in awe of all that had to happen in our lives to be here at this moment right now. May we be good stewards of time, money, freedom, and all the other blessings we have received. May we bring compassion to the center of our lives and treat all people, no matter how different, with the reverence they deserve. May we work together for common goals, purposes, and unity in our city. May we recognize that our lives will be measured not by the titles we carry, but by the number of hearts we heal and the lives we transform. May we be vigilant so that we never forget where we came from, nor neglect those we are here to serve. And on this day, as our new mayor, Mayor Brandon Johnson, takes the office of responsibility, this day, we bless Mayor Brandon Johnson and his family as they begin their time of service. We bless the members of our city council, their families, and all who serve our city along with them. Lastly, pour down your blessing upon us all, God. Pour down your blessing upon all Chicagoans so that all can flourish in peace, so that all can flourish in prosperity, so that all can flourish in goodness. May we all walk away with the will and courage to move beyond ourselves and leave our noble mark on our beloved communities, city, nation, and all of the earth. And as I close as a good Baptist preacher, let me say to you, now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And all God's people said, amen.
Now, despite what you just witnessed, I know it feels like a church service, but this is actually an official city council meeting. All right. Alderperson Julia Ramirez on the motion to recess.
I move that the city council stand in recess until Wednesday, May
24th,
2023, at 10 a.m. in the city council chambers of City Hall.
Alderperson Julia Ramirez has moved that the city council stand in recess. All those in favor of this motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes have it, and the city council hereby stands in recess until Wednesday, May 24th, 2023, at 10 a.m.
This concludes the 2023 City of Chicago Inauguration Ceremony. On behalf of Mayor Brandon Johnson, the other executive officers, and the legislators of the City of Chicago, thank you for your attendance.